The Collective Strikes. Arx, the seat of the Dark Council of the Brotherhood, is under attack. The Grand Master Talaris Kantor has a vision of his new Sith Empire. His vision is threatened by the bravery of the Collective. Yet, they give him the chance to strike at them and snuff them out. Their attack on Arx has allowed the clans of the Brotherhood to get revenge on the Collective for the damage they have done to them across their respective domains. Can they make it in time to save the Nislap platform from destruction? Or will the machinations of the Technocratic Guild bear fruit and destroy the Brotherhood once and for all? Only the members of the Brotherhood can decide. Nislap platform, Arx. Sanguinius grumbled as he shuffled the papers on his desk. His status as professor of the Department of Law had enabled him a small private office on the Nesnap platform to enable him to study areas of interest that piqued him personally. He liked the feel of the paper between his fingers rather than the use of a computer tablet all the time. He had taken a day off from working to get some study time in and had just sat down to peruse a particularly interesting piece about the mysteries of some misforgotten sect of ancient Sith. There's no real particular interest to anyone other than the most tedious of scholars. Instead, he was met with blaring alarms as the platform shuddered under the assault of landing craft docking with it. Sanguinius refused to hurry as several of his researchers ran past his office door towards the nearest escape pods. He strode towards his door and stuck his head out after the scholars. "I do hope you remember to back up the files before you ran off," the Endar shouted at the retreated backs of his staff. The Augur huffed indignantly before making his way back to his desk. He finished sorting out the papers he had planned to study that day and filed them away in a thin, file container that fitted nicely in his satchel. He keyed his log comlink into the security feed of the station, demanding the attention of the security forces on board. But getting no response, they were too busy doing their job to pay attention to a professor who thought they knew better. "Never mind," Sanguinius muttered as he pocketed the comlink. While the Sadoran was adept at neutralising force users, he wasn't such a fan of dealing with the mundane, at least those who weren't trying to actively kill him. Instead, he would focus on making sure his department's records would be protected. Otherwise, Ciara would have a few choice words for the Inaxi after this was all done. The alarms continued to blare as booted feet rang heavily along the corridor outside his office. Several Shadow Academy security officers ran past Sanguinius' office, and the Entar took this as a chance to follow after them. Well, just after he finished locking his office, of course. It wouldn't do to have anyone get inside and access his personal files. The Shadow entered his code in the keypad, locking the door, and he then hung up an out-of-office sign on the door. "Nah, that should stop anyone trying to get in," Sanguinius smiled and nodded to himself. "Now then, where were those guards going to?" The professor looked both ways down the corridor, and then looked both ways once more before shrugging to himself and began walking down the corridor that seemed the most likely. "Whoever was trying to get access to his office would have hell to pay," the young man vowed. "It's probably some students causing trouble and raising havoc again," he grumbled as he walked past several more security officers setting up a barricade. The security officers ignored the Sadoan as he ambled past them, used to the weird behaviour of many of the members of the Brotherhood. However, one of them spoke up. "Sir?" "Hmm?" Sanguinius replied, looking at the officer. "Can I help you, officer?" "It's just that we're under attack, sir, by the Collector, sir. We're meant to be setting up areas of resistance to hold the attack off while waiting for reinforcements." "Oh my, indeed," the Shadow replied. "I can see why that would be a problem," he nodded to himself and continued. "Very well, officer. Carry on. I'll go and do my duty to the academy." The officer wearily saluted in response as the Entar turned around and went back towards his office. While doing so, the rest of the security forces completed the barricade and blocked the corridor. Sanguinius came to a stop outside his office and looked at the sign that stated he was out of office. "They can tank the platform, they can tank the other departments, but they can't take my office," he exclaimed. It was time to die hard.